Very much for coming to this talk. I want to talk about a topic that I've heard very little about, the second generation of JavaScript technologies and libraries that have arisen over the past years. And I want to maybe first of all talk about what I would mean by the first generation and then introduce you to the second generation. And hopefully you'll learn about some new technologies out there. So who I am? My name is Geert-Jan. I work for Oracle as a developer, in particular on open source projects. So for a long time, I've worked on NetBeans. In Apache, I'm the Apache PMC chair for NetBeans. It's an Apache project now. I also work on something else called Oracle Jet, which is a front-end toolkit for doing user interface development, free open source. And I've recently written or put together a book of interviews with developer advocates. So it's about 780 pages long, interviews with people who are advocates for different technologies and how they ended up being that and what their day looks like and the ethical dilemmas of being a developer advocate. If you would like to review this book, let me know and I can get you a free copy for your blog or whatever. It's out there. So to very quickly get to the point, JavaScript's been around for a while and one could talk about a first generation of frameworks and libraries having been developed at some stage. So first of all, initially we had solutions like jQuery and MooTools and Dojo and jQuery, these types of frameworks and libraries initially. And then maybe a second sub-generation here with Backbone and Ember and Knockout and AngularJS. And more recently, all the discussion is basically about whether to use Angular or Vue or React. That's basically, in terms of